Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Driving the news every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh Demand, the Yellow Van. Just talking about student loans and money. Money is her business. She is the controller for the city of Pittsburgh, Rachel Heisler, with a report on the finances for our great city. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you? Hanging in there?
Yeah, it's been a long week for everybody. And,
yeah, of course.
And we think about all the people still without power and dealing with that. That's first and foremost in the cleanup. Otherwise, we have the Pittsburgh Marathon, which is going to bring a lot of people to the city and bring a lot of revenue, right? Some tax money will be coming our way.
Yes, and Pitt's graduation is also this weekend, and I do want to acknowledge the pain and struggle that everybody's going through right now. There's a lot of folks without power, and the timing of this report is required per the Home Rule Charter. So I don't want anyone to think that this was something we were intending to release 2 days after a very significant and dangerous storm. The governing document for our city, it dictates that this comes out on or before May 1, and the timing this year just worked out to not compliment everything else happening. So, I'm glad to be here to talk about city finances.
And with that said, and I appreciate you letting us know so people do understand, this is mandated. And for those that don't know, what does a controller do?
So the controller in the city of Pittsburgh is the third branch of government, right? The mayor is the executive, the legislative branch is city council, and that check and balance on the rest of city government is the city controller. So all money that leaves the city comes through our office and we're accountable for. So we produce the annual financial report of record for the city. It's called the Annual Comprehensive Financial Report, which I'm sure you think is very creative. I agree. and the using the cash basis, which is what you hear about in the news and what folks in the media and people post on Facebook, what they really refer to. So using the cash basis, the city of Pittsburgh collected $703.6 million in 2024 and spent $699.7 million, which is an increase over budget of $681 million. So what does that mean? Well, first and foremost, the $699 million does not include transfers out because they're not considered expenditures. So this the city transferred an additional $35 million to programs like the URA's Housing Opportunity Fund, the Housing Bond Issuance, and the Stop the Violence Fund. I've been saying for the last year and a half that 2024 was going to be okay, and the summary is that 2024 is okay. The most concerning part is where we're headed, right? 2025 through 2029 are going to be very tight years financially for the city of Pittsburgh. We also have an issue where there doesn't appear to be a plan to raise additional revenue or to control those costs. So, you know, a structural deficit is defined when expenses are rising without matching revenue growth. And I'm worried that we're headed in that direction. So part of this report is just to let folks know what's going on with city finances. It's an annual event. And because it happens on May 1st, we're able to provide that look into 2025. And our concerns are that we've articulated over the course of the last year and a half, it appears that they're coming to fruition. And we really need to be careful, because if you don't have any padding in your budget, you can't, it's hard to make those necessary decisions. And we raised a red flag about 2 weeks ago about overtime. Those costs are going to continue to go up because of what's happening around us right now and any other events that happen that are unplanned for, which is the definition of public safety or public works. That's when those folks work those overtime hours during unexpected events. So we just really need to be careful moving ahead.
Rachel, if I understand it right, the city wound up taking in about $11 million less revenue than was forecast. And yes. And so there's that trend is going to be projected into the next several years. And I also understand that your line of thinking is that the city is going to have to reduce services or reduce expenditures or a combination of the two to cope with what you're saying is going to happen in the future.
Yeah. So first and foremost, we do need to get more creative and figure out new sources of revenue. The city residents are already very highly burdened by municipal government. 50% of all revenue comes directly from city residents through the wage tax and through property taxes. So we need to figure out as a government, right? So this is the mayor, the city council, and the controller, how to bring in more revenue. And a lot of that can go back to growth. And how do we bring more people into the city of Pittsburgh? And then the other thing we have to do is look at expenditures. And, you know, the budget already dictates that we're going to see a lot less in fleet acquisition, which is the vehicles that you see driving around, picking up all this garbage, right, and all the debris, and the medic vehicles, the fire trucks. And we're going to see, reduced services if we don't get that. If we can't figure out how to collect more revenue, there's no other way around it.
We're with Rachel Heisler, the controller for the city of Pittsburgh. That said, we do have one giant one-off event which should produce some monies, and that it would be the draft next year. But that's only a one-off, and hard to say how much money that'll raise for the city. But
a lot of those, the draft is awesome, and I think everybody should be really, really excited. I know that the folks were up there last week in Green Bay. A lot of those direct revenue streams do go to the county, not the city, the hotel fees, the car rental fees, the drink tax, et cetera. But I'm hoping that, that ancillary revenue through folks visiting restaurants and bars and people working all weekend will be a boon to city finances. But it also is going to cost money, right? Overtime for law enforcement, overtime for first responders, overtime for public work. So we just need to be mindful and have a plan to deal with these costs.
Unlikely that in a election year the taxes would be announced going up, but it is a potential for the future, it sounds like.
I think that if we're smart, we can avoid a tax increase. I think as I mentioned earlier, the liabilities and the cost of city government falls overwhelmingly heavy on the shoulders of city residents. So I would like us to do anything that we can to prevent that from happening. But we do need a plan to bring in more revenue.
Rachel, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. Have a great weekend and more to come.
Stay safe, Larry. Thank you.
All right. Rachel Heisler again, the controller for the city of Pittsburgh on the finances. You kind of get what she's saying. And that sounds like basically every household, too, in the sense that city or otherwise, just dealing with rising costs and trying to budget.
Absolutely. If she's raising red flags at the time they need to be raised instead of after the fact, which is typical with our society and our government. We usually respond to problems after they become problems.
So we'll see where this leads.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.